Yeah. Her tea garden mate just got drowned.
Desperate Housewives.
Desperate Housewives with the other one. Their kids.
Oh.
What now?
Garage sale mysteries.
There's a lot of mysteries in the garage sale. Is that where people go and kill somebody in a garage? Because they wanted to buy something they couldn't buy it. I saw it. Well, so they couldn't get their kids in Harvard, Princeton, Harvard, Texas, UCLA, UC, and I think Stanford. So they would pay somebody to take the test. Evidently, they had dumb kids. They would pay somebody to take the test for them. They would pay the proctors to give them extra time or give them the answers. They would. This is the one I like the best. They would go in and pay a coach.
Yes.
To declare, because coaches can do things. The coaches, now I want my kid, here's $100,000, tell them that my kid is being recruited for the crew team. It's called the crew team. The rowboating. And then get them in the school around the peripheries. And when they get to school, they start rowing on. So, I hurt my back. I can't row anymore, but I still want to go to school here. Well, they were putting down $500,000 or more. I know Tennessee never did that, did they? Jeff?
Funniest thing I heard was on the local news last night. They were reporting on the entire story, and they said so far no local schools have been involved.
Well, at that point in time, the local schools are probably happy their name isn't on the radio, yeah. But that kind of stuff happens. Well... No, sometimes is the best answer. Now, if you buy those kids out, I was in a teaching a sixth grade class. The principal came in one day, and somebody had written with a magic marker all up and down her pretty beautiful walls. Just freaked totally out. She's going to have them expelled. She had them kicked out of Fayette County Schools, this, that, and the other, until the word got out that it was the president of the PTA's son, multimillionaires. And he was their only child who could do nothing wrong. Never heard any more about that. He didn't even have to clean them himself. It was some kind of an accident that he put about 400 marks on a wall. You see, that sometimes we need to be careful about those kind of influences. And we thought buying a basketball player was bad, didn't we, Jeff? Jeff's not going to say anything about Kentucky right now. They got to play us again. A time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. It's even mentioned in the Bible there is war, because in the Bible there was war.
Excuse me, could you tell me where we are?
Try verse 8. Chapter 3, verse 8, up on the wall.
Ecclesiastes 3, verse 8.
Well, I haven't been here.
I know, you missed. We went ahead without you, though, but you can catch up. that there has been war. Jesus said there'll be wars and rumors of wars. The wars will not end because of Satan himself. He is the war against mankind. And that just spills over. And there are people, you know, the Sunnis and the Shias. You should remember that name all the way back to the invasion. The Sunnis and the Shias fight each other to death. Not because one's from Iraq and one's from Iran, because they're from both places. They fight each other to death because some of them believe you have to be a direct descendant of Muhammad to be saved. And the others believe, no, any kind of Muslim can be saved. So they're killing each other. Back in the 1980s and 90s, it was brutal. The amount of thousands and thousands of children up on the front line. So there is a lot of hatred, a lot of war in this world. And Solomon says, what does a worker gain? Verse 9. What does the worker gain from his toil? Well, toil, if you're in some place, you'll say from his work. What do you gain from your work? 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper debt. So you heard that song.
Oh, yeah.
Tennessee Ernie Ford. He's a cold mining story. He expected at least another day old. St. Peter, don't come and get me because I owe my soul to the company story. Well, we do expect something for our work. That is human nature. I want you to listen to what I'm about to say, because you're going to say, what? I am a communalist. Well, I didn't say communist, I said communalist. The ideal world would be like that of the first century church, when everybody brought what they had and put it together, and the ones who needed took what they needed. But people don't do that today. It's called socialism, it's called communism, and it doesn't work. When the pilgrims first came over, Mayfair Compact, it was one for all and all for one. So everybody worked, and everybody got the equal share of what was grown. Well, some people didn't do a very good job of growing. And the people who were working double and triple time said, this is not fair, and I'm not going to work like they don't work. I'm going to work an hour a week.
But they whined of Jesus when he was talking about the farm, the vineyard workers and the guy that owned the land. He said, well, I hired somebody at 7 o'clock, but the same pay came to the guy who hired in at 3. Well, that's not fair. It doesn't matter. I own the land. I'll pay him whatever.
All right, now tell me what that means. You give us a perfect example. What do you draw from it?
That we're all in it together. We're all equal. It doesn't matter if we started at 7 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's that we're all...
Equate that to something a little more tangible for me. Because you're in the right track.
Well, I mean...
No, tell me what you mean.
I mean, it's all equal pay for equal work.
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with that. Because the guys that worked at 7 in the morning did a lot more work than those who worked at 3 in the afternoon.
They worked all day long. Okay.
What's he talking about?
We all have one purpose.
What's he talking about when the time factors?
Oh, well, okay, that one. Well, I mean, if I go ahead and live my life like the prodigal daughter, and then on my deathbed go, Jesus, I'm sorry, do you forgive me? If I'm contrite in my heart, does that mean I get to go to heaven regardless of what I've done in my life?
Repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the Holy Spirit. That's what it means. And it doesn't matter whether you're 10 or 20 or 90. And I baptized some 80-year-old people. Yeah, that's what it means. In God's eyes, you gave in to Him. And guess what? God owns the land. So He can make the rules. Whether we like the rules or not, makes no difference. And a person who's baptized in their upper years and gave their life to Christ in their mature years are just the same. They just missed a lot of opportunities. Good point, Paula.
Jeffrey Dahmer gave his life over and had a prison conversion. Does he really get to go to heaven? How do we know?
Oh, no, we do know. If it was a true conversion, God accepted it. Go with it there, Mama.
Example. I worked 10 years. The lady came in. I trained her as a CNA. She came in at the same money that I was making. Day one. I had already worked 10 years. 6 months later, she was making more than I was.
No, it's who you know.
What does a worker gain from his toil? It's up to the taskmaster. I have seen the burden God has laid on men, Solomon said. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Now, what is that? Everything is beautiful in its own way?
Yeah.
Sometimes we judge by the world standards, and we don't understand the beauty of the world, the beauty that's around us. Public school teacher. We had 3 special classes in our little elementary school. And I taught all 3 of the learning to severe, moderate, and learning disabilities, and one called educable. But the smile on their face when they did something, the look in their heart, the way they made you feel good, far outweighed some of these superstar kids that I also taught. Because they weren't afraid to let you know they were happy. And God created them too. That's another reason they push this abortion. We're going to have the perfect children. Until there's a perfect parent, there will not be any perfect children. Now, perfect grandchildren, that's a different story. Verse 19. A man's fate is like that of an animal. He's comparing us to animals. The same fate awaits them both. As one dies, the other dies also. Unless the rapture comes... When He grabs us up out of the sky, up into the sky rather, we're going to die. die twice, born twice, die once, die twice, born once, die twice. I get it right. So we have to understand that there is a preset fate. And God's plan is we're born, we raise, we serve, and we die. That doesn't mean we're failures. It just means we go on to the next transition. All in the same breath. Do you realize you breathe the same air that your puppy dog, you're sharing air with Rosie right now, aren't you? You breathe out and she breathes in. We don't qualify air for one animal and air for a different animal. Name that tune. All in the same breath, man has no advantage over the animal. Everything is meaningless. Who's got King James? You got King James up there? Who's got King James? Somebody give me 19. Anybody got King James verse 19? No, give me that kind of stuff. No, give me King James. Verse 19.
Follow
the sons of man
because the sons of man be
followed the beast,
even one thing is
followed them as the one dead. So God is the other. So which one? Next one. Jada have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above a beast. We're all as vanity. All is what?
Vanity.
That's what I wanted to hear. All is vanity. Sometimes we do things just for looks. If you were or had a teenage daughter or granddaughter, most of you qualify in one of those categories, you're saying, are you going out looking like that? Remember the bangles and the red lipstick rouge? You look like somebody from the Joker and all the hippie hop and the hair's small, the hair's big, the hair's fluffy, the hair's curly, and the guy still ignores her and she comes home crying anyway. All is vanity.
We have selfies. We have to upgrade our phones to get more gigabytes. We have more selfies on the phones.
That's kind of vanity. Oh, do you know there's actually a count kept? It's on the news Monday morning. There's actually a count kept of the number of people who died taking a selfie of themselves. I guess that would be... No, falling off. Bridges, falling off hills, some
attacked by
a panther or a cougar, or sitting up on a river and there's a wave comes along and knocks him. Is that picture worth dying for? There's four girls somewhere in Indonesia that had got them a brand new, absolutely like over $1,000 cell phones. They all got out on a big rock and wave came and drowned them and banged them up and hurt them. And they were so tore up that they lost their cell phone. Everything is meaningless. All go to the same place. All come from dust. To dust all return. Now this is Solomon's negativeness. He saw no hope for the soul right now. All go to the same place? No, they don't. There's a heaven for God's people. It is not the same place. But when you feel them down, this is, of course, where we hear that line, you know, the ashes to ashes, all go to dust, all shall return. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. That's all part of that as well. Verse 21 goes this way. Who knows if the spirit of man rises upward, or if the spirit of the animal goes down into the earth?
Do animals go to heaven?
The question has been posed, and I'm sure you've either thought of or heard before, do animals go to heaven? Is there any example of animals going to heaven in the Bible? We have a really good friend that says, I know the animals go to heaven because they make me happy. God wants me to be happy, so therefore there's going to be animals in heaven. I think we'll be above that stage. Would you not? I mean, if y'all get a brand new white carpet, you're not going to bring the shaggy dog from outside in. So maybe you shouldn't let them walk on the streets of gold. I don't know.
Jesus didn't have a dog.
Oh, he didn't?
Oh. Dogs were cur animals. The Hebrews hated the dogs. Oh. They're. Who knows if the spirit rises up? I saw, there's nothing better for man to do than enjoy his work. If we had more parents teach that one line, we would be a happier country, would we not? Listen to that again. And if King James says anything different, let me know. So I saw there is nothing better for a man than to enjoy his work, because that is his lot. Who can bring him to see what will happen after him? Do we do that? I mean, guess what? If work wasn't important, you think that God's son would have been a carpenter? Back in those days, that was some pretty tough work. And the apostles, we know that at least, Dwight says, four, Peter, Andrew, James, and John, were fishermen. Now, we're not talking about going on a 45-foot cabin cruiser with two 350 motors in the back and an 18-foot-long shark boat. No, we're talking about guys that would get out in a wooden, crankety boat, maybe 20-foot, probably not even that long, with a rope net that they wove themselves. It would bring in hundreds of pounds of wet net and fish up into that boat. I would say those guys had some calluses, and I expect they had some forearms as well. And maybe some flat feet from standing there pulling up on that. They would have been, they would say they would have been quite dark in suntan, because you're not going to wear four layers of clothes out there in the middle of that lake getting splashed on and soaking wet. So they worked. You know what? Maybe them dwarfs hit a point. What dwarfs is Dwight talking about? Who did it?
The seven.
The seven. Whistle while you work.
The devil, he's a jerk. The Lord will come and we'll have fun, so whistle while you work.
I have nothing to say. I've never heard that one before, Joe. I've never heard that one before.
Would you say it again?
Work was made for horses. A work was made for people when horses turned their backs to it.
And what'd you say?
Again, I looked and saw all the oppression that was taking place under the sun. Hey, sometimes you answer and sometimes you just let it go. You know, this is later. I saw all the oppression. You think you're oppressed today? There's been oppression, oppression. This is 4,000 years ago. Well, 3950, give or take a few years ago. It was going on then. Part of it was going on because of Solomon's power and the taxation. Remember all the taxation he did? Took the young women and the young men and made them wait as servants and took the food and all from the families. Hey, folks, I bet you to tell you where you can get a real good week's vacation. I'm a real cheap week's vacation. Caracas, Venezuela. Probably be bargain rate right now as socialism. But 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, it was a beautiful place. It's in bad shape.
Yes.
So he says there's oppression that was taking place under the sun. I saw the tears of the oppressed and they had no comfort. And if you see those people, you realize they are in bad ways. They try to go across the bridge to get food and they're either shot at or threatened. They can't have them. The hospitals look like killing fields, they said. Power was on the side of the oppressors. They had no comforter. They had no comforter. I declare that the dead who were already dead are happier than the living who are still alive. They say in the concentration camps, the Dachau and Auschwitz and those areas, that they considered those who died the lucky ones because they suffered no more. Well, again, nothing's new under the sun, is it? And if you not said, honest to goodness, I don't want to show hands, but honest to goodness, have you not said, or at least thought, when some loved one you knew that had passed or somebody had been sick for a long time, they're better off? They're not in pain anymore? So we actually see that, which is exactly what's written here. We don't want to let them go. That's why I'm having rock and roll music and barbecues. Everybody be glad he's dead. Check him, make sure he's not breathing. But better than the both, better than the both is he who has not yet been. Those are the unborn who has not seen the evil that is done under the sun. Hoping for the future of the unborn who have not suffered yet. And the better days, the better ways are coming. It's what they would like. I saw all the labor and all the achievement spring from man's envy of his neighbor. This too is meaningless and clashing after the wind. What is it keeping up with the Jones? Is it keeping up with the Joneses?
Yeah.
Isn't that really some people we know do that?
Yes.
Well, they painted their house. Let's go paint ours twice. They went from a Pinto to a Toyota. Let's go from our Pinto to a Cadillac or something. Let's make sure our cabin boat, our boat is 2 foot longer. Our travel trailer is 6 feet longer. And just compare ourselves with somebody else. It is not that unusual.
Yeah.
Ladies, now, I, if you want to volunteer this, I'll let you do this. See this new ring he got me? He only spent $5,000 on it. It was on sale. Or buy a new dress and new purse, maybe even more. Forget to take the tag off so everybody can see you. Yeah. Oh, you know people like that.
Yeah.
Would you do that, Carol? Thank you.
Around here, what it is?
What?
Our crew?
Yeah,
we've got the best party.
That's it.
It's Sue and
Melissa.
They're
the best
party.
They're
the
there you go.
They'll go.
$2.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
We have not owned a new car.
Me either.
Since 1984. Don't need a new car. Now, my friend Janice likes a new car. You know Janice, don't you? Oh, Lord, won't you give me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. That Janice. Or something like that. I'll get sued for that song. This is meaningless, chasing after the wind. And we're chasing. The fool folds his hands, ruins himself. Better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil. Chases after the wind. Just being satisfied with nothing. Are you ever satisfied? Are we ever satisfied? Should we be satisfied? Huh? Should we be satisfied?
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm asking. What am I talking about? You got a can of Beanie Weenies? And a spigot outside, you go get a little bit of water and you eat your Beanie Weenies and you're satisfied?
Yep.
And you sit there all day and watch soap operas. Connie.
Just be content with the soap.
Well, I didn't say content, I said satisfied. I think there's a significant difference. Content means you got what you got and you're living with it. Satisfied is good enough for government work. And now I know some of you said that word before. Or worse than that, good enough for who it's for? Are we driven? Do we give our best effort? Solomon says, should. Again, I saw something meaningless under the sun. There was a man all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil, to his work. Yet his eyes were not content with his wealth. This dude is fat cat wealthy. Didn't Jesus talk about the guy who saw that he was going to have better crops, so he tore down his barns to build bigger barns, to build bigger crops, and said, you fool, or Reka, you fool, tonight your soul will be required of you? It's how we balance things out. I was talking to somebody last week. You've heard of the term of the Atosha?
No.
The Atosha was a ship. Spaniards owned it. The Spaniards were getting a tremendous amount of gold and silver. You going to pull it up? Spaniards were getting a tremendous amount of gold and silver from South America and taking over and fighting the war against France. Well, they put a bunch of the ships full of gold and silver and valuable things on a ship in some unknown hurricane, because they didn't call them names back then, and just wiped them out. They have gone back. Mel Fisher,
Key West,
thank you. Anybody been to Mel Fisher's or Key West?
Yeah.
Amazing what a little percentage he got. Boy, there was they found a skeleton underneath a priest's clothes. And he had a 13-foot long solid gold log chain he was smuggling, wrapped around him. Well, when that ship turned over, guess what? That log chain began. An anchor. And he was still wrapped around when they found it.
What are you after? What kind
is
that?
The ship.
The ship of Atosha. Yeah, yeah. That's some of the things that they found. I don't even know what year it was.
16.
They still occasionally work.
1492. Oh, they're still finding ships out there. They're still, yeah.
Something on.
But it's amazing what people thought was important at the time until they got time to meet their maker, and I'm sure he would have loved to have given that log chain up. See if he could float.
There's some of this stuff.
Pretty
things. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And this is a, the government gave this guy very little, but he became a multimillionaire from it. Gold bars and ingots over here.
Yeah.
Gold
chain.
There's the chain, yeah. Oh my goodness.
Well, maybe it was a gold chain. I thought it was silver. That makes it even more valuable. Still became an anchor, though, didn't it? For whom am I working, he asked. Why am I deprived myself of enjoyment? This, too, is meaningless. A miserable business. Now, the question is, what is a workaholic? If the work is the most important thing in the world, you have no time for enjoying it, then that part is sad. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. One falls down, a friend can help him up, but pity the man who falls. There's no one to help him up. If two lie down together, they will keep warm. Jack London and a dog named... What was that dog? Flame or something?
Flame?
The dog. There was a whole story about it, the dog in Alaska. And they,
oh, Call of the Wild.
Call of the Wild. What was the dog's name?
Wild.
No, it was not wild. That was Wild Thing by the Trogs. But how can one keep warm alone? Though the two may be overpowered, two can defend himself. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend himself. And I know this one. I like this one. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Weaving does that. You can take, they say, you can take a single strand. I was reading a guy who traveled through the Silk Road. And they can take a cocoon from a silkworm and find the end of it. And it is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of feet long. It's broken. But you start weaving that together, it makes a tremendously strong material. Because three woven together is not easily broken. Then he goes on in verse 13. Better a poor but wise youth than an old foolish king who no longer knows how to take warning. Well, some people may want to argue with him. I'd like to find out how it is to be older and older and rich. And quite so often we're poor when we're young because we haven't figured out how to get rich. But maybe our standards are different. Do you ever think about that? Work for a guy that we hung a bunch of 56-inch flat screen TVs in a new house. Came back. You got to come back. What's the matter? I don't like these TVs. We hung 8 92-inch TVs for him.
Wow.
I couldn't see both sides at the same time. Then he was satisfied.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, I said enough is enough. Too much is nasty. Youth may have come from prison to the kingship. Or me, he may have been born in poverty, who lived and walked under the sun, followed the youth, the king's successor. There was no end to all these people who were before them. But those who came later are not pleased with the successor. This too is meaningless, chasing under the sun. You have a feeling Solomon was having a bad week. Well, it gets over to another group called Lamentations, too, which means I am miserable. But there's some positivity. I mean, he had some good bright eyes, but he also said we can be overly consumed by things. The person who house is on fire, but they run back to get their mink coat. Or, other than Dolly Madison saving the picture of George Washington when the British burnt down the White House, other than that, leave it behind. People who fight a robber over $50 or $100 and end up shot because of it. I mean, are we really weighing in the balance what's important? If not, we're trying to catch the wind. And let me tell you what, if you catch that wind, put it in a bottle, bring it over to me and we'll open it up together and see how strong it is then. Any other thoughts or questions? Well, we're going to start at number five. I like the next slide. It's called Staying in Awe of God. Do we understand what all God is for us? We'll go with Ecclesiastes chapter 5 next week. Thank you very much. Refrigerator back. Refrigerator. I didn't know where you wanted to be, so I just put a... Ow. Thank you.